The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 22nd, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Such a sadhu engages in staunch devotional service to the Lord without deviation. For the sake of the Lord, he renounces all other connections, such as family relationships and friendly acquaintances within the world.
Mai ananni na bhavi na bhaktin kuruvanti je dhiran matkite sapta karamana sapta sajana bandhava. This is the explanation of the last bharsana of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. We have got so many obligations. As soon as we take birth, human being, not cats and dogs, we are immediately indebted to so many persons. Devarshi bhutatu ninang pidrina. We are indebted to the demigods. The body, the material body which you have got, it is running by the direction of the demigods. There are different demigods controlling different parts of the body. So that means, as soon as we get a body, we become indebted to the demigods. Then when we are educated, we take knowledge, then we become indebted to the great sages, saintly persons, who have given us all the direction, how to live comfortably, sinlessly. Then devarshi bhuta, bhuta, ordinary, general, living being. Just like we are taking milk from the cows, service from the bull, from the horse, from the ass, even cats and dogs. So we are also indebted to them. Devarshi bhuta apta, relatives. We get so many help from relatives. Bhuta apta. Devarshi bhuta apta ninam, general public. Devarshi bhuta apta ninam, pitrinam, and the forefathers. So, rini we are immediately. But if we renounce everything for the sake of Krishna, then we are no more rini or indebted. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Devarshi bhutapto ninang pitrina nayang kinkara na rini charajan sarvatmanaji saranang saranang gato makundang parihit kurtum. So, Krishna also says, or Shastra says, that our only obligation is to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we take to that process, then we are no more obliged to anyone. We are free. That is really freedom. How it is done? That is the Almighty God's power. He can do that. Just like we have got practical experience, if a man is condemned to death, nobody can save him by law. But if the president or the king excuses him, then he is saved. That we have got practical experience, king's mercy or the president's mercy. So, if you actually surrender your everything, your life, pranai rathai dhiya vacha, we can sacrifice our life, our wealth, prana, artha. We can sacrifice the intelligence. Everyone is intelligent. If he sacrifices, this is called yajna. If you sacrifice, you have got some intelligence. Everyone is intelligent. How to make his sense gratification very nice? Even an ant knows how to gratify his senses. So, you have to sacrifice that. Don't gratify your senses, but try to gratify Krishna's senses. Then you are perfect. Then you are perfect. That you have to learn from the sadhu, because it is recommended. That sa eva sadhu sukrita. As much we are trying to gratify our senses, and we have become attached to this material world, prasanga majanam pasam, we are becoming more and more entangled. The same thing, if you do for a sadhu or Krishna, sadhu guru Krishna, sadhu shastra guru. So, sadhu is a representative of Krishna, or Krishna directly. Sadhu will never say that you serve me. Sadhu will say, serve Krishna. Therefore, we have to approach Krishna through sadhu, not directly. That is not. That is confirmed by Vaishnava Acharya Narottama. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. You cannot directly approach Krishna. You have to go through the media, the transparent bhaya media of his representative. Therefore, Krishna Maharaj, eirupe brahmando bhramite kono bhagavan ji, guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Rupa Goswami that we are wandering in this way, brahmanda, whole universe. There are different types or forms of body, 8,400,000, and there are millions of trillions of planets up and down. Om Bhut Bhuva Sas, Bhulok, Bhuvarlok, Saralok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, then Tal, Atal, Nital, Patal, Rasatal. There are so many planetary systems. Chatur Bhuvan, this universe is called 14 different planetary systems. And we are wondering in these different planetary systems, if we are pious, then we are promoted to the higher planetary system, Saralok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Brahmalok, Sattalok, there are so many, Siddhalok. And if we are impious, then we are downtrodden, we go down more and more. Urdhanga chanti satta sva. If you are situated in satogun, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system. Adhogacchanti tamasa. Jagannath gunavrittisya adhogacchanti tamasa. If you are infected with tamogun, then you go down, 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 down. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. And if we are infected by the modes of passion, then we keep ourselves in the middle. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhavana loka anupunaravartinaj. Even if you go to the highest planetary system, it is called Brahma loka, where the duration of life is very, very long, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yugapajantam arha jad brahma nobil. So, sadhu, we are to take shelter of sadhu. Sadhu, guru, the same thing. Guru means sadhu. Asadhu, one, sadhu means the devotee of the Lord. If one is not sadhu, then he cannot become guru. And sadhu means, this is the description given. What is that? Mai ananena bhavena bhaktin kurvanti jidhiram. He is sadhu. Not that anyone with a saffron cloth and having a long beard, that is not sadhu. Sadhu means the devotee of the Lord. That is his first qualification. Krishna says, apite sudurachara vajate mam ananna bhag, the same thing. As it is Kapildev says, mai ananna bhagena. Kapildev is also Krishna, incarnation of Krishna, the same thing. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Sang says, vajate mam ananna bhag, ananna, not being deviated, mam ekam, only unto me. This is ananna bhag. Not that sometime take from here some things, take from here some things. Whatever is available. Those who are after material concession, they go different demigods. Take something from Shiva, something from Durga, something from Kali, this, that. So many, there are different demigods, especially goddess Durga, Lord Shiva, and Ganesh, and Surya, there, and Vishnu. The Vishnu worship is the best. Aradhananam sarvesham, Vishnu aradhanam param. That is said by Lord Shiva to goddess Parvati. Parvati asks Lord Shiva, what is the best type of worship? There are so many. It is amongst the demigods. So Lord Shiva advised, aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param. My dear Parvati, amongst all kinds of different types of worship, Vishnu worship is the best. And then again he said, tasmat paratarang devi. And there is still better worship. What is that? Tasmat paratarang devi tadiyanam aradhanam. Then Vishnu worship is the best. And more than that, to worship Vishnu. Tadiyanam aradhanam. So, therefore, here also the same thing. Saiva sadhusu krita. Begin. The priesthood life begins from the association of sadhu or devotee. You cannot progress a pinch only without the mercy of sadhu. Naishangamati, Prahlad Maharaj said like that. Naishangamati stavadurukramangrim. Prishat panartho apogamo jadarthya. Mahiyasangapadarajubhishekam niskinchananang navrnita java. His father, Prahlad Maharaj's father asked, after all his son, my dear son Prahlad, how you became so much advanced in Krishna consciousness? Although you are demon, still you are inquisitive. So, Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear father, he used to address his father as Asura Varja, the best of the Asuras. The sadhu man name Asura Varja, Asura Varja. Asura means demon and Varja means best, Varyan. So, because he asked that how you have advance in Krishna consciousness, Pilla. What is the process? After all, he was a learned scholar, he inquired, out of joking or something like that. So Prahlad Maharaj plainly said, Matinna Krishne Parato Satova. My dear Asuravajya, father, this Krishna consciousness, no mati, matinna Krishne, one cannot get Krishna consciousness, matinna Krishne, parato, by the instruction of father or guru, parato, sato, by speculating oneself, mitho vipardeta, or by assembly conference. For them, who are they? Grihabhratana, grihamatinna, matinna krishne parato satova mitho vipardeta grihabhratana. Adanta govi visitang tamisram, puna puna char vita char manana. This class of men, puna puna char vita char manana. Puna puna char vita char manana means sense gratification. We can see in the Western countries how they are everywhere, how they are attached to sense gratification. Puna puna, the same thing. Just like sex life. Everyone has sex life. Still, they are not satisfied. And our country it is not yet introduced, but they go to see naked dance. The same thing which he sees every night, he goes to see by paying some fees. This is called puna puna charvita charva, chewing the chewed. This class of men, puna puna charvita charvanana, matinna krishne parato satova, mitho vipaddita grihabhrata. And grihabhrata means those who have made their determination that we shall remain in this material world or in this family life, and we are not prepared to accept any other thing. The Vedic principle is that you remain family life for some time, not for all the days. Panchasadhang banam brajet, as soon as we are 50 years old, you must give up family life. Compulsory. Therefore, we have got Vedic religion means vanasam dharma. Brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, sannyas. And Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So for Brahmana, the four ashramas are compulsory. He must become a brahmachari, then from brahmachari he becomes grihastha, then from grihastha he must become vanaprastha, then he must become a sannyasi. When he becomes a sannyasi, that is the takta karmana, takta sajana bandhava. Takta karmana. So long we are in this material world, we have to work. Karma. Karma means to gain some profit. Karma, akarma, vikarma. Vikarma means against the law, just like ordinary laws. If you are working honestly, business or karma, that's all right. But if you do something wrong, then you are punishable. The karma and vikarma. Vikarma is punishable. Karma, you can do. You ripe your own fruit by working. You become big man. You become rich man, and you become poor man also by your karma. If you cannot handle your business nicely, then you become poor man. And if you can handle your business nicely, you become rich man. That is karma. Karma means you have to enjoy the result, fruitive result. That is called karma. And vikarma means punishable, papa. And akarma means you do something, but you are neither punishable nor rewardable. It is rewardable, practically. And that is bhakti, or satisfying Krishna. There is no result. There is result. Ultimate result is go back to home, but the material, materially, if you expect some material profit by becoming a devotee, that is not possible. That is not possible. Mancha bhavicharni bhakti yogi na jasevate. Then you become above all the resultant action of karma. The takta karma. Sannyasi means takta karma na takta sajana bandhava. You cannot give up karma if you live with your relative, sajana, and bandhava. Society, friendship, Allah, if you leave, then you cannot give up karma. You have to do either karma or vikarma. But if you become sannyasi, then you become akarma. Whatever you do, it is for Krishna, and there is no reaction. Jagyarthi karma annatra karma bandhana. Karma is bandhana. Vikarma is bandhana. But akarma is not bandhana. Bandhana means bondage. So we have to act for Krishna. Jagyarthi. Jagga means Krishna. Jagga means Vishnu. But people, Prahlad Maharaj say, nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. These ordinary men, they do not know that their ultimate destination of life is to go back to Vishnu, go back to home, back to Godhead. Nati vidu. Why they do not know? Durasaya. Their hope is dura. Very, what is called? No. Durasaya means which cannot be fulfilled. You can hope something, but it is hoping against hope. It will never be fulfilled. That is called durasa. Durasaya ji bohirartha manina. Persons who are trying to become happy by adjustment of this bohirartha, external energy or the material energy, they do not know that happiness cannot be achieved without approaching Vishnu or God. They do not know it. Nati vidu. Sarthagati. Everyone is thinking, I must first of all see my own interest. That's all right. But what is your interest that you do not know? First of all, try to understand what is your interest, but that you do not know. Because you are thinking falsely that by adjustment of this material atmosphere, I shall be happy. Everyone is trying. Nationally, individually, collectively, everyone is trying. But it is not possible. Devidhi sa gunamai mamo mayadu. It will be frustration. Therefore it is called bahiratthama. So why they are attempting this process which will meet with frustration? That is also there. Adanta govhi visadang tamisam punap punachar vitacharvana. Because they cannot control their senses. Adanta. Adanta go vi. Go means indriya. Senses. And adanta means I am control. Adanta go vi visadangtam isam punap punachar vitachar vanana. So in this way, we are being baffled in so many ways. The only rescue is Krishna. Therefore it is said, ananna bhavena, mai ananna bhavena, bhaktin kurvanti ji dhira. That is wanted. Viradvrata. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. You'll find parallel passages, the same thing, because Krishna or God cannot say anything contradictory. Whatever he has said, therefore Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of spiritual life. If you can understand Bhagavad Gita, then you can begin Srimad Bhagavatam. If you have not understood Bhagavad Gita, it is useless. You cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Just like Bhagavad Gita ends with the assertion of the Lord, Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Sarva dharmān, we have created so many dharmas. Dharma cannot be so many, dharma is one. A religious system, what is that religious system? The religious system, the author of religion, author of religion, sir, author of law is government. Similarly, author of religion is God, Krishna, dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. You cannot manufacture dharma, just like you cannot manufacture law at your home. That will be not feasible. That will be not useful for anyone. You can make thousands of law. I think this should be done. That is the fashion now. Everyone thinks in his own way. That is not philosophy, that is not law. We think, no. You cannot think. What is your value? You are imperfect. Your senses are imperfect. How you can think perfect things? No, that is not possible. Therefore, we have to. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva-darshina. You have to take knowledge from the tattva-darshi, one who has seen the truth. Otherwise, you will be frustrated. Similarly, religion. Religion you cannot manufacture. This is our religion, this religion, that religion. So, that is not religion. Religion is this. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Mayi ananna bhāvena bhaktiṁ. This is religion. Anything else that is cheating, that is not religion. Therefore, if one can understand Bhagavad Gita perfectly, and if he takes to this system of religion, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja, then he can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Because where Bhagavad Gita is ended, and Srimad Bhagavatam begins from that point. Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the introductory verses, Vyasadeva says, dharma prodhita koitavo atra paramanin masaranam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is not ordinary type of religious system. Because from this Bhagavatam, koitava, cheating type of religion, is completely swept away, kicked out, thrown. Dharma prajjita, koitava thrown. And upon this, the great commentator, Siddhartha Swami, he says, atra mokha vancha api nirasta. Because we know dharma artha kam moksha. So Siddhartha Swami says that dharma prajjita, because people are becoming religious for moksha, liberation. So Siddhartha Swami says that up to the end of moksha vancha, desire for liberation, that is also rejected. Because moksha is also not our ultimate goal of life. Moksha means to get relief from the material bondage. But if you do not get engagement of spiritual life, then moksha is also cheating, because you will fall down again. I repeatedly say that cure of disease is all right. But after curing, if you are not engaged in your healthy activities, then that means that your disease is again will be relapsed. The Shastra says, therefore, arujya kritchena paranga padanga tata patanti adha. One, sometime after practicing much severe austerities and penances,
he can approach the Brahma, Parampadam, that is Brahma, realization, or Brahma Lok, Patantiyadha, but from there also he will fall down. Why? Anadita Jismatangraya, because they did not care to worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, Mayavadis, the impersonalists, they fall down. They cannot stay. It is not possible. Simply impersonal effulgence, Brahma effulgence, you cannot stay. That example I have given many times, that you can go very high in the sky by your very powerful Sputnik and airship, but if you have no place to stay there, then you will come back again. Similarly, you can go to the Brahma effulgence, but within the Brahma effulgence there are Vaikuntha planets, or the spiritual world, there is Vaikuntha planet. If you have no stay in the Vaikuntha planet, then you will come down again to this material world. Therefore, ananna bhaktena bhavena bhaktin kurvanti dhiram. Dhiravratam. Ananna sintayantam ma jijana pujyupasati. Tisham nitya vijuktanam yoga kemam bahama. Ananna sintayantam. Simply thinking of Krishna. That will help you. Ananna bhavena. But one who comes to the senses that this is simply struggle, life after life, there is no enjoyment, then he can become a devotee of Krishna. So that requires knowledge, association of sadhu, devotee, that is being explained by Kapil. Thank you very much.